It's time to take the quiz.
5 questions, 5 minutes a day, 5 days a week.
Take the quiz every weekday at thequiz.fox and then listen to the quiz podcast to find out how you did.
Play, share, and of course, listen to the quiz at thequiz.fox.
What it is, welcome to another exciting adventures of Tyrus and Timph. I'm, of course, Tyrus.
And I am, of course, Timph. Catherine Timph.
Is there a middle initial in there? I think we should start adding that. You Catherine are a C. journalist.
Yeah,
Catherine C. Timph. I think that is.
Oh, so
I think that's
regal.
What we'll put Brett Bear over the top. I think that's what's been missing.
Yeah, that's true. He might not have Cat Timph on Special Report, but he might do Catherine C. Timph.
C. Timph, yeah, 100%. I don't think we can book Catherine for Butterfield, though.
No,
her
Craig
resume, you know. And, of course, good here, old Devin.
Here I am.
Who is using her influence as a producer to push a story that Kat and I both aren't really interested in? But she is the producer, so Devin,
I thought
please.
It might be fun.
She knew it would be fun because it was her idea. So
I hoped.
Yeah.
But it's our job to make it fun. It's kind of fallen flat, but I'll, you know,
okay,
we'll just say.
Let's go. Speaking of flat, your story.
It says that according to Consumer Reports, that you should, your thermostat should be set to 82 degrees every night.
Yeah, nobody's doing that.
I would die.
Nobody's doing that.
You would kill me. I wouldn't even keep my fish tank at 82 degrees. You want baked Tyrus in the morning? Because that's what you would have.
They say if you're opposed to it at first, maybe try setting it to 78 degrees.
No.
And then work your way up to 82 degree by degree every night.
I would be arrested for murder because I would drown whoever was next to me.
Yeah,
in bed.
Sweat.
It says you'll save money and you'll use energy efficiently.
Yeah, and all the money
I
will spend
everything
on funeral
I can spend,
costs.
Anything I could spend my money on would not be worth every single night of my life being excruciatingly miserable.
Yeah.
What do you set your temperature at right now?
Like 69.
LOL. 66. I'm sorry, that was the Butterfield joke. Mine's like 65.
Because I like to use blankets, and it's like there's a lot of creatures, you know, like, well, like
this,
in the bed, it's me and Cam and Carl and Sheens.
Yeah.
So, like, there's a lot of breathing and heartbeats going on.
I think that it would turn into some kind of death game if it was the four of you in bed with 82 degrees.
Yeah.
It's going to be rough.
Can a French bulldog even survive?
No.
Yeah.
They're trying to kill my dog.
Cheems would cut your husband's throat with a claw.
Yeah.
It also says that if you're not at home, it recommends setting your unit to 85 degrees.
Whoa. Okay. You don't touch another man's thermostat. That's right up there with his wife. You don't touch someone's thermostat. Jason is nodding. He's willing to speak out on it. No, Jay. No, it's okay. We got it. We'll handle it. But no, if someone walks in your house and they touch your thermostat, they got to go immediately.
What if you're at somebody's house and their house is way too warm?
I don't care if you're at their house.
Then you immediately get naked.
You ask.
At their house without asking.
I would accept that more.
Because I have turned
Grandma, please put your blouse back on. I will adjust the thermostat.
I've turned my sister's thermostat down before in the middle of the night. It was
and how
too
was
hot.
Your relationship?
I don't think she noticed because I think it helped. Because
she's probably used to
I would
making
know,
it
I would
you.
Feel it. I would sit up and be like, some could touch my thermostat. Who did it? I'd bring everybody out. I would line them up.
Yeah. I don't know if she even noticed, to be honest.
And if nobody confessed, everybody's out.
She probably noticed, but she said it's not even worth it to get into it because there is no talking to Devin.
Yeah.
You know?
Not to mention she'll photograph the conversation and put it on social media.
She doesn't care. All she cares about is herself. Two things. Herself and her photo shoots.
Right.
Yeah. I don't know. I feel like, is this one of your op-eds? Are you writing under an assumed name?
Yes.
Is this your Carl Struthers op-eds?
Mm-hmm.
Because I feel like this is her story.
I mean, it's a pretty interesting. It says you could save up to 3% on your energy bill.
Yeah, okay, great. But
yeah, but you'll wish you
were
dead.
You live in an apartment, right? Isn't it, like, controlled? I watch Catherine C. Timph go into frostbite on
Craig Butterfield's show.
He keeps it, like, 42 degrees.
It's so cold.
I offer her blankets, hot chocolate, and Catherine's like, I'll get through it.
There was one day where I was like, I can't function.
Yeah.
Like, it was like a meat locker in there. And I was actually, I think I wore pants that day,
you
too.
You did wear pants.
And I was like, I can't function like this.
And she could have gotten up and adjusted the thermostat, but Kat Timpf is a stickler for decorum. You don't touch someone else's thermostat. That is, no. That's like raising someone's children to your own values without asking them.
But that's also different because, you know, when I'm sleeping at night, I've got all these blankets on me. I'm not sitting in the chair on Craig Butterfield covered in blankets and animals.
No.
Although, I might just do it one day because I'm tired of the hour and a half in hair and makeup every day. I'm tired of it. My hair is tired of it. My face is tired of it.
I think you should just break out hoodies and just do the South Park Kenny thing.
Bring jeans and Carl and a blanket and say, chill. What would you like to talk to me about, Craig?
Yeah. How about asking me a question for once?
Mr. Butterfield. Yeah.
It's not our fault that our podcast downloads far more than yours. That's not our fault. We didn't do that.
Yeah, we got just a shout out to all you guys for downloading this podcast more than Craig Butterfield.
Yeah, keep subscribing and rate.
But we want to continue to have more downloads than Craig Butterfield.
And we're not shooting across the tent, as they would say. We're just saying, stay off our friggin' grass, Butterfield.
Craig. Yeah.
So, you know, but,
Senior Butterfield.
You know, it's been an interesting week, and it bothers me that now, if I'm ever in an argument with either one of you, I can just tell you guys I'm with child and you have to back off.
That's true. You're not allowed to ask.
Yeah.
You could be
so
a woman.
Breakups have a whole new angle now, ladies. Tyrus, it's over. And as she walks to the door and doesn't look back, I'm with child. Now she's got to stay. Oh, and you're going to have to get a job and meet my mother. Yeah, ladies. Yeah. Yeah. Just got real.
I watch so much teen pregnancy content.
Yeah. And now it's,
you know,
on
I mean,
both sides
there's
of the
a lot
fence.
Of shows. There's Teen Mom OG, Teen Mom 2, but those are getting kind of
now
boring.
Now it's going to be Teen Bro 01.
Yeah.
And I'm going to be the house dad
there's
while
also,
we all walk around and get ready for birthing children.
There's also Unexpected on TLC.
Yep.
There is My Teen is
Bravo.
Pregnant and So Am I.
Yep.
Oh, wow.
Yep.
That's a tough situation.
Now it's going to be me and my homie.
I will say that is a doozy.
Yes. And mine's going to be me and my bro went to play basketball and we both came home pregnant. So, yeah. You can't tell me I'm not. I will never lose an argument again. Bar fighting has changed big time now.
Yeah, that'd be good
you
for a
hit
bar
the guy,
fight. In a relationship, you might be able to get away with
it. And
he
goes,
because someone hits you, you say, I am pregnant.
Yeah. And then you
just
start.
Up.
Yep.
And you're
then
really going to do that to a birthing person?
Yeah. I'm with child, sir. But you're drinking beer. It's good for the baby. Oh my God, this guy is so not woke.
Don't tell me what to do with my body.
Yeah, you can't. You can't. Oh, Devin wants to say so much, but you know how rude it
I
is
wish
to
so,
dis-
I wish someone would tell me what to do with my body.
Man
I'm
with
so
child.
Tired.
Devin? Can't say nothing to me. It feels so good to be bulletproof. And also, on my special time of the month, I want snacks, respect, and I pick the subject matter, and I feel like I should be able to wear flip-flops with socks. Because, and I want a teacup with no handles, so I can hold it like this and sip really long.
Like a bowl?
No, not like a bowl. How insensitive of you. Kat, didn't I explain to her the rules?
Yeah.
Don't you have any respect for pregnancy? Would you say that to a pregnant woman? Would you criticize her choice of tea?
I said no handles.
It's a tea. It's a fancy teacup you hold with your hand, like palms. You hold it like this.
I would love to go to tea.
Yeah, you know? I would love to go to tea, too.
I'd love to just have an afternoon tea where I sip tea and eat those little tiny sandwiches.
Ooh, yeah.
Plus, if I need to bum a pad, you need to come forth.
Okay.
And
I'll help out.
You need to get maintenance to put those in the men's stalls. It's only fair.
You won't want to miss what's next right after this.
I'm Guy Benson. Join me weekdays at 3 p.m. Eastern as we break down the biggest stories of the day with some of the biggest newsmakers and guests. Listen live on the Fox News app or get the free podcast at GuyBensonShow.com.
Where are we at with the Captain Crunch advocacy?
Okay, you know what? Now that I'm done making up dumb okay, so Captain Crunch got legs.
Yeah.
It's got legs. I don't know if you took a look what's going on Twitter.
Yeah.
But ever since they took the gloves off old Tyrus and Timpf, we're moving up in the world. But I didn't start this. But they're
Craig Butterfield.
Of all, yeah,
Craig Butterfield had the nerve to bring up Captain Crunch.
We tried to get in on it.
I like Captain Crunch.
No one introduced
him.
And
you
book.
Said, "Oh yeah, what kind?"
Yeah, and he said,
"Yeah,
original. Nobody likes original.
No, it's all about the crunch berries
or peanut butter or just the berries at Christmas time." So it's become a thing on Twitter, and they even got dirt on old Captain.
Ooh.
Apparently, he's not a captain.
A slave owner?
No, well, I haven't gone that far, but it might be there. He's actually a commander. He doesn't have enough captain stripes. So he's falsified information.
Was he involved,
obviously, white privilege.
Was he involved in any pillaging?
Probably.
I think we could levy some pillaging accusations.
I definitely know he performed hate crimes against Soggies. I know that for a fact. He was purposely leaving Soggies in the cereal when he knew that they could not make it.
I think that we should levy accusations of pillaging.
Yes.
White supremacy, of course.
He supported George Washington, Abraham Lincoln. He served under them, for sure. And he was missing. He only has three fingers. It's creepy.
I just think it's messed up, you know, like for Craig to like get to this level of success and, the show. And for him to not, I felt like he kind of dismissed your dream when you brought up your
journey.
A couple things happened, and I'm willing to bet money that Catherine C. Timpf will be experiencing the same success when it's time for her memoir of jokes and life and shipwrecks. comes out.
That's a great name for my book. Jokes and Life and Shipwrecks.
I love it. It writes itself.
By Catherine C. Timpf.
C-S-E-A.
Dude, that is a special report shoe-in situation. Yeah.
He cannot deny. He cannot deny.
All-star panels worthy.
Yes.
All-star panel. You're out of there, Guy Benson. You'll never see him again.
No.
You are out.
Yeah, but if you're going to be involved, support. Support. Like, I have a story that I'm researching because we've talked about doing a podumentary.
Mm-hmm.
So I was heading to the airport last week, and there is a amazing story from the 80s of shipwrecks, a sea monster, unproven, the FBI.
What?
In California. Two young college guys. They went scuba diving together as kids. It could have been a love story because it seemed like, I don't know if you'd reunite just to go scuba diving. They lost touch in college, went to different colleges. Then they came back together. Instead of going on to their careers, they were going to spend the summer together scuba diving. They were going to work off the coast of California where there was the most shipwrecks everywhere. So people would pay them to go swim down into shipwrecks and look for treasures and things like that or explore or whatever. But they got there late. All the jobs were gone. So they were working a bar together, that old thing. And one night, a rich guy walks into a bar, which in itself is weird because they don't usually do that.
Yeah, they can get bottle service.
Why would they sit at the front of the bar, right? And he told everyone he was a rich man who owned a yacht.
Okay.
And they overheard him. And he was looking for two young divers to do some work for him offshore on his yacht. And the two of them, overhearing him, decided to let him know that they just happened to be scuba divers, right? You're already hooked. I've got you hooked in the story.
Absolutely.
You're in.
I don't want any spoilers.
Jason's taking his tie off. Like he's thinking about taking scuba diving school. So he says, after he said he offered him a pay, whatever. That next morning, he picked them up, took them to the boat. There was a beautiful yacht. It was a party. I'm still from Boston. Mm-hmm. A party yacht. And it was full of partiers and beautiful women. And these guys were like, oh, my God, this is unbelievable. They partied all night on the yacht. Next morning, they're hungover. And he's like, wakes them up. He's like, all right, guys, time to get to work.
This is a book.
No, this is a news story. Oh, this is an actual event.
Oh,
I'm just a
God.
Really good storyteller.
Okay, sorry.
See, that's how you get New York Times bestseller list, is you tell a good story,
Deb. It was a book.
It's just, you know what? You're interrupting and it's rude.
I'm so sorry.
The journalist over here If
Catherine C. Temp
was to interrupt me, I would wait because obviously she found a flaw with what I'm going on. What you're doing right now is what you're doing right now. It's jealousy and it's ugly on you.
I'm so sorry.
It's so beneath you.
I'm sorry that you don't have any shipwreck story
writing
down, Devin.
I'm sorry that your thermostat story sucked. It's not our fault. So if I may continue
before
you upset Catherine C. Temp.
Yeah, I'm so sorry.
Okay,
I'll
thank you.
Quiet.
Apology accepted, but
I'll be okay.
Just shh. No more. Seriously. Can we turn our mic off? Can we do that? I'm sorry, Catherine. I'm sorry. I lost my place. I apologize. Devin, you've ruined the show and quite possibly the evening, but I'm going to try to go forward. So they go diving. First day, they find three shipwrecks. And they were from like conquistadors and stuff. But they didn't have enough air to go down. So the next morning, they go down. They're swimming. They're going down. Now, the area is known for having sharks. And they're experienced divers, and they know how to deal with sharks. And there's usually fish everywhere. On this particular dive, it was just the two of them, and they thought it was odd because usually they would see some form of creature. I swear, if you even move your little mouth. Jason, can you get security on line two, please? A shadow went by them. And then all of a sudden, I think his name is Ricky, he found himself the water temperature, like your thermostat, went from like a cool 72 to an 80, and he was surrounded by blood in the water. He looked up for his friend. His friend was gone, vanished. He looked everywhere. He panicked. He came out. He got out of the boat. He was frantic. He said, Jimmy's gone. Something happened. There was no sharks.
Jimmy
Great whites.
Fela?
It could have. No, he's still alive because he died the other day on
was
Butterfield.
Was it Jimmy Fela?
Yeah, it should have been. But the guy was like, well, this is crazy. So a search went out. All they found was his air tank with a talon in it, Kat. A talon. Like
you don't
on a
see
raptor.
A talon too
no,
much these
No,
days.
Not in the ocean too, which would be weird for swimming. But apparently this thing had a talon.
You barely, you. It's rare that you'll
yeah,
see
you have to have a bird
an, a
story
stray
of some
talon.
Sort. Yes.
You know, like when you have a problem of any kind in your life, it's very rare that you'll find that the root of the problem is a talon.
Now, we don't have Kate here, so we can't get good music to back up this story, but I strongly suggest something of a horror movie. So the reporters came out, the police came out to the investigation, whatever, because obviously it had been a death. The reporters took all the information, and the next day he woke up expecting to read about his fallen friend. It was nothing. Nothing. This would not stand with him. He was furious. So he went to the press and the reporter said, leave it alone. Your friend's gone. Leave it alone. And he was like, no, I will not. So he was calling other agencies outside of California to try to get someone to pick up a story on his friend. He's sitting at his apartment and he gets two men in black suits show up at his house. Tell him he's no longer wanted. He needs to get in. They bought him a car and said, go to wherever you need to go. Don't come back. Don't ask any questions. Forget everything you've seen. And he kept the talon in his backpack.
Oh, that's dangerous.
He ran back upstairs after they basically said,
yeah, so,
you know, it was gone. They took it. So he left scared. And I went through security at this point. You know, sometimes when you go Instagram, if you'll leave it there. And like if you're on your phone, if you're not get back on your phone, it's gone.
Yeah.
So the mystery thickens because it was gone and I couldn't find the story again. But I know it's out there. But the picture is it was known as a predatory animal, never seen by science or discovered. And it is factual. And the FBI does have a report. And the story went on. It was a 20-minute story on Instagram. I got through 8 minutes of it. And I immediately thought to myself, this is just the story for Catherine C. Temp because
oh,
it
don't
could
know.
Tie
I'm already ready. I
everything
think I'm gonna write,
together.
I think I'm going to write a fanfic story of a shipwreck where Jimmy Fela is the captain.
Yeah.
Ooh,
oh, yeah.
Go.
And I want him held responsible.
Yeah.
And he violates dress code, obviously. That's 100%. But
because the bad pirates see his jacket from across the sea.
Right.
The glimmering in the sunlight that blinded them and caused them to accidentally cut his hand off while he was slicing bread for children, which then gave us what we now know today as Captain Hook. It was Fowler that caused all that stuff. But this, if any viewers out there know this story, I am dying.
Yeah, let us know.
To see the rest of it. And I would like to also, I'm glad Jason's here. You are talking again. I'm glad that Jason's here. because we need a field trip.
Oh.
We need to go to Utah to Skinwalker Ranch.
All right. I'm available. We'll both take the week off.
It's a portal for UFOs.
Okay.
You got to watch it. It's on History Channel, so you know it's true. Jay, have you seen it? Have you seen Skinwalkers? You don't speak, so you can just say yes for the purpose of this story. Skinwalkers. It's my new Oak Island.
Okay.
It's the cows getting mutilated. Oh. The little, you know how we see flying saucers?
I don't
want to
get mutilated, though.
The radiation poisoning?
Yeah.
If you mess with them. We're not going to mess with them. You guys are going to culturally, for this purpose of this trip, if we allow you to go, because we might replace you with Project Blonde, if she's available.
Oh, wow.
You guys will culturally blend with me, and you will do things as my people do. We don't investigate. So when they say, oh, there's a bright light, we go, y'all go ahead, let us know. If there's trouble to the right, we go what, Devin?
Left.
Thank you. Yes. When the first white guy jumps up and goes, we got to go over there and save that cow. What do you say? You go, bro. You go ahead, G.I. Joe. You be all you can be. I'm going to be right cheer. Not here. Cheer. And you clap for him as he goes off, and then you make bets on whether he comes back alive or not. See, I already know Tim's already co-signed on all of this. She's down.
I'm down to go to Utah, you know. I've never been there. And then Craig Butterfield can just...
I'm actually going there with Craig Butterfield this Saturday.
I know you are. You're going to Utah, you and Craig, and pretty sure there'll be some red wine involved.
For him. Yeah. I've already told him, when the show's over, you go your way, I go my way. You always look things up. You love to prove people wrong. I noticed you were taking notes.
Yes, well.
For no other reason than try to disprove this story.
I'm diligent.
They had a picture of a Leviathan's back, but it was really like a gray whale's back. They weren't fooling me, David Attenborough.
Right, okay.
So, but I want to know how this story ended. Obviously, he was murdered at some point.
Well, then how'd the story get out? If he was murdered and he was the only one that knew about it.
It's called lore, Devin. Haven't you ever heard of lore?
Yeah.
But he just said it was a true story.
So someone else can tell? He didn't have a family member? Maybe the reporter came forward, Devin.
I know.
Maybe
it happened to somebody else.
Maybe the millionaire came forward. Maybe the FBI agent had a change of heart and was like, we've ruined this guy's life. And here's the talon. We don't know. And I know somebody out there knows the rest of this story. If this individual is still alive... We're not going to fly you in, but you can call in as long as you set the Zoom up and then just give us the code, because we're not going to do all the extra footwork. But if you are out there, sir, I want to hear about the talon.
Yeah.
Because it must have been a bad swimmer. Because, I mean, crocodiles have claws, but they're not talons. They can't, they don't grip with them and stuff.
Maybe it was like a creature from the deep.
Well, what I thought it could have been was that squid's beaks...
Ooh.
Resemble claws. So I thought maybe it could have been that.
Very good point.
But again, I need more research. And if we can't find it, then I would like Catherine C. Timpf to just do a fan fiction of what happened so I can move on from it. Because I'm doing random searches, and every time I type in 80s deep water search monster, I'm getting the wrong kind of stuff.
Yeah, you have to be careful.
You don't want to go there. I saw some things I can't unsee.
Definitely.
Yeah, and a lot of them were followed by Butterfield. So I knew not to look anymore. So if you guys could help me with that, that would be phenomenal. And if I think might be researching right now. It has to be out there. Somebody knows what happened to that poor young man scuba diving.
I'll have an update next week, hopefully.
And what I learned today, but I guess I didn't learn it because I already kind of knew it, would be that you don't take a talon with you don't take a talon.
No,
it's just it's not your talon. Don't take it.
Even if it ate your friend, it's obviously not, because then the FBI shows up.
Right.
What I learned is that when it's not Devin's story, she will do anything to interrupt you or stop you.
Mm.
Now I know why. Her sister said nothing to her when she adjusted the thermostat, because by the time her parents got involved, Devin would have spun that story just like she set up her brother.
Ugh.
With the beer cans. Oh, yeah. I thought we forgot.
Well, my brother's a good sport.
Is he?
Yeah.
Was he? Did he have a choice? Did you ask him? Was there a reward, a cash reward of some sort? you know, at least in, was it Malcolm in the Middle when dad ran in the room and goes, hey, I need someone to take the heat for me. I need someone to take this for me. And Malcolm's like, how much? He's like, $5, make it 10. And then the mom goes, oh my God. And he goes, I got him, and brings him in. And he goes, you're a good son. Did you do that?
No.
Wow.
I learned the secret life behind Captain Crunch.
Yeah, I'm going to be Captain Crunch.
Yeah.
I'm going to be. It. They can't run from it now. They're now being tagged in the stories. There's enough artwork out there. Started by Kate. Let's not forget, Kate made the first original yachtsman Tyrus Crunch.
It's out there.
I posted it on social media. Did very well. And then the fan renditions were not bad. Could have been a little more effort, but it's the thought that counts.
Yeah.
But it's now coming up. It was all over my Twitter feed last night. The cereal company has been involved. They're aware of my presence.
Oh, they are.
Yes. And then after Catherine C. Tim's scathing op-ed about the real Captain Crunch, right. I think I check a few more boxes than he does.
We'll be able to.
And
you
if
know.
They don't let me in, I'll remind them I'm with child. So.
There you go.
There you go.
Not
what
sad.
Did I learn? That I can tie anything together. And one sweet, sweet bow with laced in bull and effort. I get an A for
tried.
Effort. Yes. For more podcasts
just
like this,
just
like this, you can check us out at foxnewspodcast.com.
I'm Catherine C. Timpf.
I'm Tyrus. And Devin, take us home.
Enough said.
Thank you for not saying enough said or some making it your own.
This is Jimmy Fallon inviting you to join me for Fox Across America, where we'll discuss every single one of the Democrats' dumb ideas. Just kidding. It's only a 3-hour show. Listen live at noon Eastern or get the podcast at foxacrossamerica.com.